this needs to be big, doesn't it?
This needs to be epic.
Yeah. Camille, you've got a Costa on the go.
Hello.
You've been to Costa? It's quite past 10 in the morning.
Peep behind the curtain. It's 10:17 in the morning on a Saturday. She's already been to Costa and back. She's
not me, not I. James went for a little jog, got me a Costa on the way back.
Oh,
okay. That's yeah.
Nice. He is, like you, Rose, the voice of Costa.
Yeah.
He put something on his Instagram stories. He got some vouchers.
Have I got any vouchers?
You got to put it on your Instagram stories, Kath.
Come on, Costa. I've not got enough clout.
Yeah.
Should we guess what she's had?
Yeah, go on. Why not? It's not my usual. Well, yeah, go on.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Saturday treat day. I think she's had, by the way, which is one of my Costa adverts. The infamous one that Mum's Net went crazy over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I think she's treated herself.
Go on.
To a little oat milk mochaccino.
It's not far off.
Okay,
it's not right.
Okay.
It's not
clue for you,
now,
BT.
Listen. Oh, clue for me? Yeah, no.
No, as in that was a clue for you.
That was a clue for me. Okay. Now, I think she's still not on the caffeine.
Interesting.
She's still avoiding caffeine because she's breastfeeding. And she's gone for a decaf. Mochaccino.
And this is why you get called Grey Man, okay?
Yeah. You couldn't even think
no
of
original ideas. No original ideas.
For yourself.
I'm just going to say what Rose said in the decaf.
No. Actually, I'm going to say...
What do I always get? What do I normally get? You don't know,
oat milk latte.
Yeah, thank you.
Latte, right, yeah. So decaf oat milk latte?
Yeah, with a shot of hazelnut syrup.
There we go.
Okay, lovely.
Could be vanilla syrup, actually.
Okay, I need to do a good introduction here, because this is momentous.
We're back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Mm-mm-mm.
But the girls are back.
Mm-mm-mm.
Tell your friends.
That's made BT go all weird. Her internet's gone mad.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, BT's turned into a robot.
No,
you're back.
Just the movement. They couldn't handle the movement dancing.
Right, okay.
We are back after
with a bang.
With a bang. Have you missed us?
With a bang.
Rhetorical question.
Yes, of course.
But I mean, if you have, do write in because we need it.
Yeah.
I'll answer for them. They've missed us bad.
Not many writers in, I'm afraid, on the old Patreon.
No one noticed that we stopped recording the pod.
Apart from Oliver Jago.
No one noticed.
Your friend of mine, Oliver Jago, wrote a couple of messages.
Oh, that's nice. Hi, Oliver.
Hello, Oliver.
We're back. Okay, before we started recording, as soon as Camille popped onto the Zoom, what did I say to you, Camille?
Oh, you said that like I was being told off. I was thinking, what the fuck
what
did I do?
Say to you?
You looked really guilty.
You said that my hair looked voluminous.
Mm.
It does. It looks very lustrous and voluminous.
Doesn't even look like Greasy Baby, like normal, does it?
No.
In no way.
Can you believe?
Can I say this? You're not going to like it. You're going to think this is very arrogant.
Looks like your hair.
Yeah. Don't you think,
it
BT?
It does. And so that's post-pregnancy. You've been building up the volume. Because during
pregnancy, the hair
gets very strong and doesn't fall out. And now, I don't want to frighten you, Camille, but it will start falling out.
I was on a job and the lady doing my makeup, Amanda, was like, Camille, your hair's gotten so long and thick since before. What is that? It must be breastfeeding. And then the makeup artist next to her was like, yeah, wait till you stop breastfeeding.
Mm.
That's all falling out.
Yeah.
What do you mean, all?
Not all, just, but like, I think it
no,
starts
but
coming out.
A lot of it does come out. It just all falls out.
But, Camille, you're being remarkably calm about this, considering the time that the tiniest small patch of hair was pulled out by a wig. You had a full existential crisis.
Oh, that's because she thought she was getting alopecia.
That was the size of a 50 pence piece, and it was properly
50
bald.
Pence, my arse.
It was.
Five.
It was big.
It was, big.
It? Yeah, I remember like putting a brave face on, but I was like, uh-oh.
It was bad. But now I'm like, a part of me's like, if that happens, it happens. I'll start wearing wigs, I guess.
No, it does come back. It just falls out and then it has to grow back.
Like, I was going
to
say, BT, you've got hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it falls out and then you get like, you remember when we did that gig and I was like, oh my God, I've got a receding hairline.
Yeah,
you have the whiskey bits. And my hair was just all the way back there. But then it grows back and you get little horns. You get little wispy horns.
Oh, Camille, you can't have that. You can't have receding gums and a receding hairline.
Yeah. Oh my God, receding everywhere.
Oh no, but wasn't there good news on the gums? Turned out they weren't receding.
Oh.
No, they are. Oh. He just said they can stay like that for a long time.
Right, yeah. It's not like they're going to recede right back until they fall out.
Before the teeth start shedding. Yeah, because isn't there something where some people who have curly hair, after they give birth, their hair becomes straight?
Straight, yeah.
Well, some people, when they give birth, they go bald. They lose all their hair.
During the labour?
That happened to one of my friend's mum at school.
Not during the labour.
My friend's mum at school.
Not during the labour.
After she gave birth, it all fell out.
Yeah.
She never got her hair back.
I thought you meant during the labour, like...
I don't know if it was... It's a traumatic event.
I don't know if it was happening during. I'm not sure.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's the last thing you need.
With each push, another clump.
Yeah. And it never came back, this woman?
No, she wore a wig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus, that must have been a hard one.
A lovely wig.
The things we go through.
I know.
The things we go through. I know. Well, at the minute, let's focus on the positive. I've got a lovely hair like Rose.
Lovely hair.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, let's focus on the positive. I've got a baby.
Oh. Yeah, and that.
Yeah, you have got lovely hair. And as I've suggested, there's an easy solution to this. Don't stop breastfeeding. Keep it going.
Mm. I mean, I could become a wet nurse.
Yeah. Do they still exist?
Yeah.
BT is looking traumatised by me saying that. I think they do still
exist. Can you imagine breastfeeding someone else's child?
I read this thing, what was it on? It was like some clickbait article. You know where they're like, the Daily Mirror will write an article, but it transpires they've just read a tweet and written an article about a tweet. Mm-hmm. But basically what had happened was, it was based on this story. It was somewhere maybe in like the Philippines or somewhere, this woman had found her friend breastfeeding her baby.
In secret?
Yeah.
No.
And she was apparently like, I didn't think you'd mind, he was hungry.
Yeah, that happened to my NCT friend's sister.
What?
She was meeting up with her NCT group and she went to the toilet. I was like, oh, can you watch my baby? Came back, one of the other members of the group was breastfeeding her baby and was like, oh, he was just getting a bit fussy, so I popped him on.
And
she was like, no.
What?
No.
Camille, how would you react if we meet up, okay, and me and you, we're hanging out, the three of us, me and you pop out to get a coffee, BT's like, I'll stay and watch the kids. What happens if you come back and BT's feeding your baby?
See, I know BT. I wouldn't really mind that.
Right, okay, yeah. You're the wrong person. Actually, you're the wrong person.
Camille's not a good baseline.
And when you were just saying that, imagine breastfeeding someone else's kid. I was thinking, if one of my mates asked me to do it, I'd be like, yeah, all right.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, if they asked.
If they haven't asked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't just do it.
Yeah, put it this way, Camille. Okay, BT's told you to look after her baby.
I wouldn't just breastfeed her.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
The baby starts getting fussy, you think? No. Not going to just stick it on the tit.
Even though the babies don't seem to care. They try and breastfeed off everyone.
Well, of course they don't care. Yeah. They just want tit milk.
Tit to tit. Who is it? Someone has a story and I can't remember who it is. Was it someone on the podcast or was it someone I watched on something? Like, they said that their mum was looking after their baby and
How did they still have milk?
They didn't. She got back and her mum was like frantically trying to feed the baby with her boob. And she's like, Mum, what are you doing? She was like, I don't know, I just panicked. Like, the baby's crying and crying and wouldn't stop.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God.
That's weird. Riddle me this. Have you ever been to a proper reunion? This is a reunion party.
No, but you have, haven't you, Rose?
Mm. Kath?
No, I was invited and I didn't go to my school reunion because most of the people I actually know and are friends with are like, no, I'm not going to that. Mm, I would have been
That's the tricky thing.
Yeah, I would have been up for it.
That is the tricky thing, is like trying, because it is quite a daunting prospect, isn't it? So it, yeah. That was because I was helping to organise ours, and it was a tricky thing. You sort of need to get like a kind of critical mass of people to say yes, because before you do, everyone's like, "Oh, I'm not going to that." It'll, like,
if you think
if I don't
you're the only
anyone.
One from your friendship group turning up,
yeah.
So yeah. How was it?
Actually, so fun. Like, quite weird. It was like at the school, and I had to like do a speech. Oh. So I was, that was quite nerve wracking because it literally was like being back at assembly.
When Christ. Was this, Rose? I don't remember you being the like the organizer of it.
We have a WhatsApp group called Rose's Reunion Crashers.
Oh yeah, that's why it's called that.
Because we wanted to meet up, but I was going to Devon for my school reunion. So then you were like, let's come and
let's crash the reunion.
Yes.
But I was helping. You know, of course, I volunteered to help organise it, Camille. You know me.
Of course.
There's, did you make any snacks? An event happening. No, I didn't make any snacks. Actually, no, I was sort of responsible for trying to contact as many people as possible, and I fell down a real rabbit hole of like trying to find people, and then I, at one point, just had like a realization where I was kind of like, do you know what, I don't think me contacting that boy who was there for one term in year nine is going to make or break this reunion. So I just sort of left it.
There must have been people that moved abroad and like, or changed their name.
That was the hardest thing, was finding all the women, because everyone had changed their name. But I got to be quite good at Facebook sleuthing, of like clicking on friends of people and then being like, okay, yeah, they were friends with them. And then who do they have in common? Oh, that's probably her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it was great fun. I think I've said this on the pod before. Highlight for me was a boy telling me they had a crush on me at school.
Oh,
absolutely.
Good to hear.
What better outcome do you want from a school reunion? I literally, when that happened, I was like, Anne, I can go home now, happy.
Yeah. Absolutely ideal. Mm-hmm. Were you aware of him at school? Did you have, like...
Yeah, we were sort of... We weren't, like, in the same... He was in the year above. We weren't in the same...
Oh, even
particular
better. Year above?
Friendship
crush
group.
From the year above?
Year above.
Boy in the year above, yeah. Yeah, because that was it. It was... The reunion was our year and the year above, because we were in the sixth form centre together. So it was sort of like a double year reunion.
Double whammy.
But yeah, it was fun. We just went to the school, had a little look around, had a chat, went into the old sick form centre, and then went to a pub and got drunk.
Nice.
And it was actually so weird that like when we went back into the sick form centre, everyone gravitated to the table where they used to sit at.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was so weird.
You spend so much of your formative sort of years in that environment that it must just be muscle memory in your body, like once you're back there.
And also I'd say that's definitely true, and also it was like the way that you are, it's this weird thing where you're simultaneously aware of those relationships and like the hierarchies that existed when you were at school, but also you're like, but I'm a grown adult and I'm my own person and I'm confident, I don't need to like feel sort of like daunted by talking to you.
Was it like the one and who was like the cool one? The roles have reversed for anyone, like, or anyone that was a bit of a dick was like being nice, or...
Yeah, there definitely was a sense of like people who had been a bit bitchy at school. You could tell they felt a bit like
bad about it,
embarrassed, or like a bit like, actually, we don't really know how to go and approach people because
we were so horrible.
You know what
everyone.
I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I was in the middle group, like not cool, but not cool.
Yeah.
So I had, and in our group, there was probably like 30 people. So it's like there were loads of people, you know, to talk to. But either end of that, it's like, there's limited people who, do you know, like, especially the cool group, it's like there's limited people who you're going to catch up with because you were so selective about who you would hang out with.
Yeah. Interesting. Please write in. Tell us if you've been to a reunion or crashed one.
Yeah, I would
reunion
recommend
gossip
it.
Now.
Yeah, reunion gossip. Seeing as you haven't been to a reunion, what I was thinking about was, what is your most embarrassing memory from school?
Oh, too many.
I
mean, so many. I once got a biro stuck in my braces during an English lesson. biro lid, and I couldn't get it out. And then he asked me a question. He was like, "BT, are you okay?" I was like, "I got a pen lid stuck in my braces."
How did you get it out?
I don't know. I think I had to get someone to come and help me.
Oh,
braces are just such a I know. Curse
and also the
as
day
a teenager,
the worst. But the, also the day I got them off. Apparently, like, I got them off and then I went back into school into my history lesson, and my friend Emma said I walked into the room like this, like with my teeth, with my like lips right up here over my gums, and she said it was just the most cringe thing in the
world. Because you'd spent the whole like past 2 years just like not opening your mouth.
Yeah. Is there like a length of time that braces are meant to work for? I feel like I had my braces on for so long. And my front tooth, I'm getting a snaggle like Rose. But Rose, yours is off to the side. Mine is my front two teeth starting to overlap.
Answer me this, Camille. Does yours literally pop out over your lip when you smile sometimes?
Look, I've had braces and mine are still going wonky.
Not quite, but it's on the way. Like, it's gonna, if it keeps moving. Mm. Yeah, Rose is like a little pirate tooth.
I can't believe I didn't get braces. My teeth are fucking appalling. They're so crooked.
It's part of you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know people who are like, in our job, I often think, am I terrible at this job because I've not had an Invisalign, I've not had Botox.
Mm.
Maybe that's why the acting roles are drying up.
Maybe you should get some Botox.
Thanks, BT. Yeah, cheers.
I'm joking.
Maybe you should do the Invisalign.
Yeah, I think you should.
Camille, embarrassing memories?
I mean... up there's got to be the time I cut my hair off really short.
Oh.
And the girl in the couple years above looked at me when I walked past and was like, oh my God, it looks like a hamster.
Oh,
it looks like a hamster, Camille.
And do you know what? That is like, that phrase has been seared into your memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're going to remember that like on your deathbed. That's going to flash through your mind.
Oh my God, it looks like a hamster.
It looks like a hamster. Sian, her name was, I think.
Well, hope you're happy now, Sian.
Yeah, Sian. She doesn't look like a hamster anymore, Sian. She's got luscious hair.
She's got very lustrous, voluminous hair, actually.
That's got to be up there when someone says that to you in front of everyone all the time. This is primary school when, again, mentioned this, I'm sure, teacher comes into the class and says she's starting Keep Fit at lunchtimes, and this little boy called Ben shouts out, Camille needs to go to that.
Oh,
really
Camille.
Loud. While I was wearing my like skin tight brown bootleg trousers.
Oh.
And I was a larger girl.
Oh.
Camille, I remember when I changed primary schools. Because my mum and dad made me go to a different school in year four because it turned out that the village school in my village just wasn't teaching us maths. So, so they were like, nah, she does have to learn some maths.
She should probably learn a bit of maths.
So I went to a different school and this girl said, I remember this girl said to me, you're a loner. And I didn't know what it meant.
Oh.
I had to like look up in the dictionary what it meant.
Oh, Rose, no.
I know. Maybe that's why I think nobody likes me all the time.
That's hurting my heart.
It's You're really bad, isn't it?
That's
You're
really
a loner.
Bad.
Mabel came home from nursery the other day and said, and I was like, did you have a good day? And she was like, Patrick said that I have to go and play with Mr. Nobody. What does that mean?
Oh, my
Patrick
God.
Sounds like a little cunt.
I know.
I will go down there and speak to Patrick.
Exactly.
Okay, BT, I read a really good thing on Mumsnet that was, you know how I just keep getting Mumsnet stuff on my Facebook. A really good thing. And I was like,
read
this
it
is,
as well, even if it
I love it, I'm obsessed. But thank you. Could relate to me. You know, I might have future interests. I'm do some research. But I read this really good thing that this mum had said that this kid had been really horrible to her kid.
Mm.
And I think it was something similar to that, being like, nobody wants to play with you.
Mm.
Then someone suggested that what I say to my kid when someone's being nasty is I say, so you'll meet some people who are kind and some people who are not kind. It's not your job to worry about
Yeah.
them. It's your job just not to be one of them. which I thought was a really nice thing to say. It's like, it's not your job to worry about them. Just don't be one of them. Just be one of the kind ones.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought, good parenting.
It's so hard as a kid when you're in that situation, isn't it? Like, it's okay if you know you have got a little group of friends that you can fall back on. Mm. But when you're so little and you're figuring that out and you don't sort of have a proper friendship network. Group, as it were, that is, like, tricky. Mm.
And Mabel is, like, she's a social butterfly. She doesn't have, like, one, like, best friend.
She'll just flit like around
from person to person. And I think when she gets, like, buffed away, she gets really sad about it.
Oh, God.
She'll be all right, though. She'll, like, you know what I mean?
Beatty, when we came to Mabel's birthday party the other week, God, that was banging.
It was banging.
Heaving. Loads of friends.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Yeah, it was pretty good, wasn't it? I mean, at one point she was sitting on her own. I was like, you're all right. She's like, I want the party to finish now.
In fairness to her, that's how I feel at when I have a party. I'm like, you know, you get a few hours in, you're like, okay, get
it's
out of
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
The end.
But it was a banging party.
It was. It was maybe too banging. Too many people.
The thing was, it was supposed to be an outdoor party, so you'd invited enough people for a sort of sprawling park event.
Yeah.
And then there was the threat of rain, so it had to be moved inside, and it was, I walked in, and your dad's study was literally...
Oh, my God.
Wall to wall packed with buggies, and your dad let us in. And I went, Aid, how do you feel about that? He was like, fine.
He was a little tipsy by the end, wasn't he? He was singing the Rocky theme to my baby.
Of course he was.
Well, you've got to get through these parties somehow, haven't you?
You have, you have. I think that's the first time I had like a few glasses of wine as well since I had the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely loved it.
Shall we play a game?
Please.
Oh, yeah. We should probably say to the listeners... We've made a big decision on the pod, haven't we?
Here we go.
I thought you weren't saying it on purpose and you were just going to hope that
see if anyone noticed.
Yeah.
We have decided to, going forward from this series onwards, experiment with not having guests.
No guests.
Just wall-to-wall birthday girls content.
Tell us what you think.
Well, sort of don't because
no. Let us break it in and then see how it goes.
Peek behind the curtain. We have done it because having guests is an administrative nightmare. Okay,
just so stressful.
The amount of times
we're doing the admin ourselves. We're trying to book people. We're trying to schedule stuff. We're having lots of last minute reschedules and cancellations. Mm. We're having technical issues. You know, all of these things. We want to keep doing the pod. We love you. We love doing it. We love our listeners, but we also need to not go insane.
Very much so,
very tricky. Very tricky schedule-wise. But we are going to... I mean, we're probably going to do an announcement later, but we might as well plug it now. We are going to have a guest for our live podcast, which we are doing again at the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival on November the 5th.
Remember, the 5th of November.
Go to the Cheerful Earful Podcast to see Birthday Girls.
Girls House Party. So, yeah, we'll sometimes have a guest, but on the regs, it's just going to be us three little pigs.
Yeah.
But we think it's going to be really fun because we really enjoy the ones that we do. Like, sometimes we do a little Christmas one, just us, or a little, like, yeah, we just think it'll
There may be room for, you know, a new segment where we get written in or, like, something where we can involve the listeners a bit more. Send us some ideas if you've got an idea.
Please. We are malleable. We are open to evolution. If you have ideas for us, let us know.
So that we don't have to think of the ideas.
Shut up, Beatty. Okay.
Let's play a game.
So, yeah, in the spirit of that, we're still doing all our fun games. We think we can just still do them. And I was thinking about this. What do you think about this? For games where we need to have a winner... You know, it's competition. Mm. Let the listeners decide. Start a poll on e.g. Instagram or Twitter. Don't know how to do that, but you probably can.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
It just means...
Or are we going to do threads now? Are we Extinct Weddings.
Oh God, I can't do another one.
No,
no, Beta, you'll just be on it already, won't you?
I am on Threads already. Yeah.
No, you're not.
So easy.
Are you on Blue Sky, Beatty?
No, what's Blue Sky?
That's apparently like nice Twitter.
Well, Threads is like nice Twitter too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's only a matter of time before it becomes horrible Twitter, but yeah.
Mm. We're going to play a game. The game is called What's News With You?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Lovely.
Now, bit of a reunion theme. Thank you. So this game is basically, we're all going to give each other and our listeners a little recap of what we've got up to in the break from the pod. And just for a bit of fun, it's going to take the form of a news story.
Ooh.
Okay, so it might be like we're on the 10 o'clock news. It might be we're a roving reporter. And so, yeah, we're each going to take it in turns to give you our news story of what we've been up to in the break. And the twist is, each of us is going to sneak in one lie into the update, and the other two birthday girls, you gotta sniff it out. Play along at home. When you're listening, be like, I don't think that's true. Will you get it right? Okay, who wants to go first?
Oh, right on cue. Come in. I've just had a door knock.
Just had a door knock. It's tit time.
Time for those tits.
Try and feed him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's have a look at him. Hello, mate.
Hello, Rocky. He looks absolutely terrified.
Yeah, he's trying to get the boob immediately. Okay, baby. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so Camille, you're going to give us your... Did you say you want to go first or you want to wait?
Yeah, I better not go first.
Yeah,
so
BT.
Okay, right, here we go. Hello and welcome to the news headlines with me, BT. What's going on in BT's world today? Let's have a look. She's been writing Dog Squad with her best and only friends. Sources say that she's just happy they're forced to spend time with her. Mabel is starting school in September. BT went to look round and it's a shithole. Experts say the mother should have looked around and maybe visited beforehand. Hampton Court.
Can I call in with a question?
Not yet.
At the end?
At the end.
Not yet!
The Edmonds and Francis family visited Hampton Court. It was a lovely day out, but Mabel did get slightly traumatised by the idea of beheadings, and she's now obsessed with King Henry VIII. I spend most of my time pretending to be King Henry VIII. Beatty went away on a weekend with her NCT friends. People are saying they drank so many cocktails, maybe it was irresponsible. Elsie fell off a bench. Sam tried to grab her and smashed her face into the bench. And her nose started to bleed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She was fine. She was fine, but she did have a nosebleed.
I've got something to call in with as well at the end.
The rates of biscuit consumption have gone up exponentially. Experts are wondering if this is ever going to top out and what the effects on the local economy could be. If the rates don't stop going up. Mabel had a birthday party. We've already talked about this. BT planned for the park, but storms were predicted, so the event moved into BT's parents' very nice house. Rumour has it that BT has officially outstayed her welcome now. Centre Parks. BT went to Centre Parks recently. She met some owls. Owls are her favourite animal now. Also, the kids enjoy themselves as well. The end.
That was a great recap.
Caller on line one.
Caller on line one.
Yes,
hello.
My question is, I believe I'm a friend of BT's, and she told me that Mabel had got into the school that she wanted her to get into, and she was really happy about
school.
It. Uh-huh. So what did you decide you wanted her to go to that school before you ever even saw it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was very close by. Also, remember the game?
Oh, could be a lie. Camille could be the lie. Oh, could be a nice school.
It could be a really nice school. It's the lie.
It's a lovely little school.
I do think she's not good at research, but she would have done that.
I would have, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Caller on line two. Hello. Want to say BT's husband Sam shouldn't worry too much about smashing his daughter's face in, because when I was a baby, when I was 18, my mum gave me this book that was like a diary she'd kept since I was born. Yeah. And it was all really nice. It was like, Rose started crawling today. And then one day it was like, Rose tried to crawl off the bed today. And Brian, that's my dad, grabbed her arm to try and stop her, but her shoulder popped out of its socket and she wouldn't stop screaming.
Yeah, that's a very common injury in babies and toddlers.
Well, very hypermobile joints, yeah. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But I follow a paediatric surgeon on Instagram, and she said that the most common like physical injury on toddlers and babies is like legs and knees out of sockets from like...
Why are you following a paediatric surgeon on Instagram? Just in case.
Why not? Just in case.
I'm trying to breastfeed this boy and he keeps looking at the screen to look at you guys. Or
don't blame
looking
him.
At me and just being like, laughing. No, just eat.
I was just going to say. Oh, yeah, my friend when I was at school, she once pulled the kettle off by the cord. Onto herself.
Oh my
burned
God.
Herself, and the mum genuinely nearly got her taken away because they thought that she'd like done it on purpose or was like being irresponsible or something. Yeah.
God.
Jeez. It wasn't like boiling. It had like recently boiled, so she got burns on her, but she didn't have scars or anything. Yeah. She was fine, but she was like, I think she had to have like visits from social services and stuff to make sure.
Oh God, that's so scary and so sad.
So watch, just make sure those kettles are pushed back on the counter and make sure you're using those back hobs.
If
you're cooking.
Yeah.
I fell out of the bed when I was a baby and my mum said she didn't even really notice until she woke up and was like, oh, the baby's on the floor.
Classic. Very good, BT.
Very good, BT. Mine's not extensive. Mine's very short.
Mine's very extensive. Okay, so Camille, you can go next. Camille, BT, can I just say, thought when I sent this, because I did send the briefing quite, late yesterday, I thought for sure BT is doing this on the fly. For sure BT is improvising this as she goes along. But maybe this season you've turned over a new leaf.
I did it last night after quite a few glasses of wine.
It's good.
Thank you.
Right.
That wine's lubricated your creative juices.
It has, yeah.
Camille, do you want to do your very brief one? Is it just Ding Dong had a baby?
Basically, it's not very long at all.
That's okay. Mine will wake up for it.
Camille's headlines. The main story today. Bong! There's a new baby on the block.
Woohoo!
Roscoe Ray clearly approves of his sketch comedy heritage by being born on April Fool's Day. Doctors say he takes after his mother as he pooed himself on the way out. In other news, bong! The only way is Essex. Camille made her family move to Romford for 5 weeks to film a second series of the Horn Section TV show. He burped. Thank you. That's what he thinks at Romford. She learned that Romford is made up entirely of shopping centres. And finally, bong, it's bye-bye to the brutiful bean. That's right. Camille still has a... Does that work? Brutiful?
No idea what you mean.
Right.
So Camille, when you say, does that work? No. Because BT, have you got any idea?
Brew is in a brew, like a coffee or a tea.
Camille still has a whole latte love for caffeine, but she's gone decaf at quite possibly the worst time in her life to stop drinking caffeine. However, she did go for her first date with James since the baby was born. And although she didn't drink any caffeine at the end of the meal, she was very brave and she did try a dish that had shellfish in it. And that's the end of the news.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No way.
No, you
that's
didn't.
Got that's to be the lie. But Beatty, she looks so pleased with herself.
Yeah.
She was matched. That is mad.
No, she absolutely
no,
didn't.
No, but what, okay, but what would be the other lie? What are the other potential
well,
lies?
Well, she's still not drinking caffeine because she's got a decaf oat milk latte. Or is she? Is it just that she's occasionally having one? What were the other ones? Yeah, she's got a baby. That's definitely
she
not a lie.
She went to Romford for five
went
weeks.
To Romford, to mostly section. Shopping
but
centres.
But what, didn't she go for 6 weeks?
That would no, be a very subtle lie. That's too subtle for
lie.
Camille.
Yeah.
Or is that, and she's... It's going to be either way too subtle or way too obvious.
The thing is, I don't think it's shellfish because she knows it's still said. The doctor still said if you eat it, you'll be sick.
She might have tried around
why
it.
Would you,
like, not the actual shellfish.
Eat,
like tried.
Why would you eat something if you know it's going to make you sick?
I think she ate the shellfish.
I don't. Okay, but I need to figure out what the other lie
no, no.
is. No,
I mean, I don't think she ate the shellfish.
Oh, so you think that's the lie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the lie.
It's got to
shellfish.
Be. Got to be.
Of course it's the lie. Yeah. You mad? Yeah. You think I'm eating a prawn?
No.
No chance.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But do you know what I have been eating? Feta
Dairy.
Cheese. Just a little bit.
And what? Yeah, because isn't that sheep's milk?
Feta cheese.
The one I've been having is goat's milk. Mm. But I don't know if it's coincidental, but this week, you know, I used to get eczema.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
was one of the things. My eye is feeling a little bit eczema-y.
Okay.
And I think...
Yeah.
Dairy.
But what I'm
I
saying is that
it.
Hair is looking very lustrous.
The hair
so
is good.
Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
You can distract from the gammy eye with a nice hair.
Yeah.
It's true.
Very good, Camille.
Any callers in? No.
No.
I told you it was short. Short
yeah,
and sweet.
I don't know if there's a lot to call in about.
Yeah. Do you know, actually, caller on line one.
Go on. Hello.
Where did you go for the date? Did you go on a date?
Yeah, we did yesterday. My mum babysat Rocky for lunch. We went for a lunch date. I basically was taking James to say thank you for moving to Romford with me for work. No offence to anyone that lives in Romford. But we were kind of in the middle of nowhere with the baby. I was filming. I had to take him to say thank you.
Was there at least a little Costa for James to go to in Romford?
Yeah, but we weren't massively close. We drove into the main town and basically, yeah, spent all of our free time in the shopping centres. Just James took Rocky to Costa a lot.
Yeah.
Where did you go for this lunch date?
So I went for this lunch date. You know I love Saturday Kitchen of a morning. Watch on it. Missing it right now to do the pod. And I've forgotten her name, but there was a lady cooking something on Saturday Kitchen and we were like, oh, that looks delicious. She was making Indian food and she has restaurants called Mowgli.
Yes.
Street food.
Yes.
And we went there to the one in town on Charlotte Street and it was so delicious.
Mm. She's been on MasterChef, I believe, as one of these sort of experts.
Yep, she has. I've forgotten her name. She's brilliant.
Sorry, I've had a thank you cold. Mm.
It was so, so delicious.
Oh, look at his squishy legs.
So delicious. I did eat back on the meat, aren't I, since I've been preggo, and I did have some chicken.
Lovely.
I did have some chicken and I did have a fish curry. So no shellfish, but I was brave and had a fish curry.
Oh, wow.
How's that brave?
Because it was still fish.
Totally different organism.
It still came from the same place as the shellfish.
Comes from the same place, yeah. Most of the earth is made up of sea.
Okay, I'm going to do mine now. It's quite long, but hopefully it'll be worth it.
Go on. The caller in will be the judge of that.
Good evening and welcome to the BDG News at 10. Our headlines tonight. Embarrassing medical incident in Mauritius spoils dream acting job. Moth infestation in South London flat shows no signs of slowing down. Brave woman survives week-long trip to Portugal with her entire family. Comedy gig at the Worshipful Society of Apothecaries is a roaring success. And finally, Penge couple make formal customer service complaint about their local Lidl. Our top story tonight. A woman's trip of a lifetime to the island of Mauritius for an acting job was marred in April after she developed a painful and embarrassing medical condition in what can only be described as an intimate area. Rose Johnson, 37, from Penge, was delighted when her agent called to let her know she'd bagged the lead role in an advert for popular lottery thing Euro Millions, which was shooting over 10 days on the African island of Mauritius. This was Miss Johnson's first visit to the tropical paradise, and as a chronic over-preparer, she diligently packed everything she could think she might need, including mosquito spray, a brand new outfit of head-to-toe Nike for the plane, and what she believed to be a full and complete first aid kit. The first bump in the road for Miss Johnson came when French air traffic control strikes meant the initial leg of her journey was delayed. She told reporters she had to run through Paris airport, and some bitch on airport security made her down an entire bottle of water, despite the fact she'd already been through with airport security at Heathrow. Miss Johnson did in fact make her connecting flight to Mauritius. However, her luggage did not, meaning she had to wear the same pants for over 48 hours, something she believes contributed to what happened next. Miss Johnson settled into the resort nicely, going swimming in her bra and pants until her luggage arrived, snorkeling on the coral reef, and having a cheeky mimosa every morning at the buffet breakfast. However, following a grueling 3 days of dance rehearsal, during which time the choreographer sometimes had to literally stand behind Miss Johnson and move her legs the right way, Miss Johnson noticed that she was feeling a bit uncomfortable down there. Initially, she put this down to abrasive sand in her bikini bottoms. But on one particular morning, the pain became more severe. So Miss Johnson examined further and discovered a large and painful-looking cyst.
Oh, no.
With the advert shoot scheduled the following morning, Miss Johnson decided the only thing for it was to take action herself. She used her initiative and located the only sharp object she could find.
No.
The needle from the hotel sewing kit.
No.
Oh, I'd have done the same.
She proceeded to sterilise said needle in the hotel kettle and then used it to lance the cyst. When questioned by reporters on whether this course of action was wise, Miss Johnson is quoted as saying, "What was I meant to do? I was alone in a foreign country with no easy access to a doctor. I took matters into my own hands." However, it was only after lancing the cyst, when Miss Johnson went to disinfect the area, that she realised her first aid kit was lacking a crucial item, antiseptic wipes.
Oh.
This left Miss Johnson in a predicament. How to ask the production staff to source her the wipes without disclosing the full details of her embarrassing ailment. She settled on saying that she had an ingrown hair in an unideal area, but clearly the urgency of the matter was lost in translation, as this failed to secure the goods. So Miss Johnson had to go to the hotel front desk and persuade the staff to lend her their own personal bottle of Savlon, which she proceeded to take into the toilets in the lobby and douse herself down with. Miss Johnson would like to warn people of the dangers of not giving enough time to air things out in hot countries, to remind them to pack their Savlon, and to let the public know that whenever they see her dancing on that beach in that Euro Millions ad, to know that it wasn't all sunshine and roses.
Rose, I saw that advert for the first time yesterday. I videoed
it's on TV.
It. I meant to send it to you. Yeah.
It's on TV, baby.
Oh my God.
But Rose, are there two versions? A short one and a long one?
Yeah.
Because I was like, she can't have been out there for 10 days for that. Like, it's like,
No, there's a really short one and then there's a longer one.
I've only seen the short one. It must
no,
be
it's
on
not
YouTube.
On YouTube yet, thank God. It's not.
It's Rose's face straight away. Like,
yeah, hey-oh. Like,
oh, yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It's good.
Yeah, you always know when it's come out because all the people from primary school start messaging you, being like, "Are you in a Euro Millions advert?"
Yeah.
One of my family members messaged me and said, with a screenshot of a text from their friend saying, "Has your sister won the Euro Millions?"
Well, yeah, that's how they do
the adverts. Go and film an advert. Yeah. So yeah, that was. I thought you might enjoy that little update. Thought it was quite
very enjoyable.
Rose, be careful. Those cysts can come back.
Yeah, I've read them. And also, I read about them after I'd lanced it. And then as soon as I Googled it and found out what it was like,
do
under
not.
No circumstances, lance the cyst yourself.
But it's so hard not to.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think that's to do with an infection risk. But I was careful.
Mm. Yeah. Did you put the needle inside the kettle or did you just put boiling water on the needle?
No, I put the needle in a mug and then poured boiling water into the mug.
Classique, classique.
What's the lie, though?
Oh, shit.
I think the lie is the Lidl one.
Complaint to the local Lidl. Rose loves Lidl.
She does love Lidl.
Why would she
but
complain?
Could she have...
She
and also the moths,
I
believe the moths are still
Yeah, the
persisting.
Moths are raging. She wouldn't want to complain to her local Lidl. She's got to go back there again.
What were the other ones? It was the holiday.
The holiday to Portugal with her family. She did
Portugal.
Do that.
She did do that. And she did survive.
It's got to be Lidl.
Do you want to read out the headlines?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Embarrassing medical incident in Mauritius spoils dream acting job.
Oh, yeah. No, it's too subtle.
Moth infestation in South London flat shows no signs of slowing down. Yeah. Brave woman survives a week-long trip to Portugal with her entire family. Yeah. Comedy gig at the Worshipful Society of Apothecaries is a roaring success.
Maybe it wasn't.
And finally, Penge couple make formal customer service complaint about their local Lidl.
Could
what was
be,
the gig
could
one?
Could be that the comedy gig did not go well.
You go that and I'll go Lidl.
Yeah, I'm going to say the gig didn't go well. That sounds like a nightmare
and
gig.
And I'm going to say that you did not complain to Lidl.
I can reveal the comedy gig at the Worshipful Society of Apothecaries, which had all the hallmarks of being an absolute car crash, was a roaring success.
Oh.
Ha ha ha.
I can confirm that a Penge couple did make a formal customer service complaint about their local Lidl. You're both
what?
Wrong.
What?
Oh, just they were being idiots. Basically, there were no tills open. We had like a full trolley of shopping. And I was like, please, can you open a till for us? And they were like, no, there's no one to do it. You're going to have to go through self-service. And I was like, but we've got a full trolley of shopping. And they were like, just go there. And then we went and started putting it all through. And then they immediately opened one of the tills.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And they were just being like, they were ignoring it. And we were just saying to them, not in a aggy way, just being like, why did you do that? Why didn't you open it when we said? And they just completely ignored us. And then, I mean, obviously it was completely impractical putting an entire trolley of shopping. Like all the shopping was,
yeah.
We were in the way of everyone. There was a trolley there. All of the bags of shopping. It was like, where do you put them?
No.
It was a nightmare anyway. So I complained.
Yeah. Good.
What the hell is the lie? I have no idea.
I can reveal the lie is that I did not have a cheeky mimosa every morning at the buffet breakfast. I was working.
It was very hidden.
Thank you.
Very hidden lie.
That was good.
That was good.
Well, there you go.
Well done.
There
got
you
a sister,
go.
My fanny.
Oh, jeez.
Don't say we don't give you stuff on this podcast, okay?
We give you all of us.
We should have put some sort of trigger warning at the beginning of that.
Trigger warning, cyst on Fanny.
Yeah.
Gives it away a bit, doesn't it?
Trigger warning, cyst on Fanny.
So it's nearly time to do our Legends and Dicks of the Week. But before we do... just a shout out, we've restarted the pod. If you're a new listener or you're a regular listener and you're like, I'm so glad they're back, I would love more content, you could get it. Head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/birthdaygirlshouseparty. You can join for as little as £3 a month. You can get extra content every week. You can get an extra episode every month if you like. You can message us. You can share your embarrassing stories about getting cysts on your fanny. Whatever you like. But yeah, we would really appreciate it. We want to keep making the pod. And you, legends, could help us do that. So legend and dick of the week, BT, please.
My legend is obviously the rock star, Roscoe Ray.
Ah,
that's nice. I thought you'd say Billy Joel.
No, dick of the week, Billy Joel.
Peek behind the curtain. Before we started recording, BT was complaining about how she's staying at her parents' house, which is near Hyde Park, and they she's hearing all the concerts in Hyde Park, and Billy Joel was too loud last night.
Also, Blackpink were very loud. They were probably the loudest.
I don't know Blackpink.
They're a K-pop band. Bunch of sexy girls.
I thought it was going to be a mashup between Black Sabbath and Pink.
No,
I would watch.
But we did have Guns N' Roses the other day, who very noisy fans. Actually, they weren't as noisy as Blackpink, but the fans were worse.
Okay, so your legend is Camille's Child. Lovely.
Yes, my dick of the week is actually going to be a bad dad. There was a bad dad at Centre Parks.
Bad dad alert.
Bad dad. I took Elsie to a class called Mucky Pups, where they
love the sound of it.
It was where they're supposed to like get involved and get messy in all these paints and like shit like that. But all Elsie wanted to do was wash her hands and try and escape.
I'm not going to be mucky today. Thank you.
She was just at the door, like unlocking it, going lock, 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 lock. But there was one kid who was obviously trying to get messy, but his parents didn't really want him to get that messy. And they were getting quite stressed out with him because he wasn't doing everything that he was supposed to be doing. And then he stacked it and hit his head really hard. Oh. And then the dad just went, "What have you done? You absolute donut!"
Oh,
oh no.
And just the whole room was just like... Because he just screamed.
And you just think you can just, and you know, and you can just see like a lifetime of psychological like issues where it's like you're not allowed to just express yourself and get mucky at the fucking class that's called Mucky Pups, and you're getting
showered,
berated for an accident that was not your fault rather than being comforted.
Exactly.
Awful.
But his mum was comforting him. It looked a lot like dad isn't around very much, can't cope with chaotic kid behaviour.
Right.
Just, useless.
Awful.
Yeah, really horrible. That's my dick of the week.
I'll do mine. Dick of the week. Moths, obviously.
Have you bought the cedar blocks I've told you about, Rose?
Camille, it's past cedar block time, okay? The cedar blocks are not going to cut it. We've had to bloody pay £500 for a pest control company to come and spray the flat.
Oh, no.
And they're not even gone. Yeah. So Dan's like, we are just going to have to replace the carpets. And for me, the thought of that is like...
That's sickening. You've got to get everything out.
Yeah. I can't... You know me, that is sending me into an absolute spiral. How do you change the carpets in a flat full of furniture?
Yeah.
No.
Fuck yeah, no.
No, 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 no,
no. Oh, no, no, no.
Public service announcement. If you are ever getting new carpets, if you're getting a new place or if you're getting your carpets redone, I know it's nice and environmentally friendly to get wool. I know they say it's warmer. I know they say it's nicer. Do not, under any circumstances... get wool carpets. It is like providing a wall-to-wall buffet for moths in your house. Do not do it. Get yourself some nice recycled plastic ones, okay? Get some nice environmentally friendly recycled carpets. Synthetic is the key. Do not get wool.
Are you gonna go carpet? You're not gonna go
not allowed.
Oh right,
not allowed laminate. Gotta have carpet.
Yeah,
fair dues.
Synthetic, fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are the dicks. I just... BT, you'll know the feeling. Ugh. You're watching TV. You're jumping up literally whenever you see one to kill it.
Smashing it. It's the feeling of... if that, what I described the other day is like it's a primal like chaos. Yeah. It's like nothing you can do can stop you from being like infested.
Yeah. And it's
That's just a really horrible feeling.
In your place that's meant to be your sanctuary.
Yeah.
And also it's sort of like a horror film. It's like a really, really low level horror film where like you think they've gone and then like Dan, I was away and he'd like texted me a picture, our cleaner under our rug, just a patch of carpet's gone. They've eaten that. They're there.
Yeah.
That's mad. It's mad that they just sort of eat through your home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. BT's mum has really taken it to heart because she also has moths.
Yep.
She's been sending me recommendations. She's sending me links to
the pheromone traps.
Things you hang in your wardrobes. Yep. pheromone traps. Then she sent me this link to this mad Instagram reel about these like new products that were like new, but it was like weirdly marketed in kind of like a slick Instagram way. And I was like, oh wow, is that the one that you're using? And she just said, no, I just saw it and I thought it was good. And I thought, no,
yeah,
you can't be sending me weird Instagram marketing that's clearly being pushed on you because you've been buying loads of moth products. Yeah. But you know, appreciate the sentiment, and she's sent me some very helpful links
for future ref products. If you're putting a suitcase of clothes away, or even in your wardrobe, you can buy these cedar block things that you put
they
in
don't,
with
they
them.
They don't work.
They have been for me.
Yeah.
I mean, unless
but you haven't got carpets.
It's your what Camille is dealing with is deterrent rather than
mine's deterrent rather than your past deterrent.
I've done extensive reading about it, and apparently it sort of doesn't really work as a deterrent either.
Right.
They will still.
Okay.
Well, but, you know, touch wood, it's been working.
Well, you haven't got carpets though, Kath.
I've got rugs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's just lucky that a moth hasn't got in.
Yeah. Mm. Just wait. Like, we'll bring some moths around.
No.
Yeah, I'll bring some. Didn't Sam take his suit to the tailor and then BT? Mm-hmm. And then the tailor was like, you've given us moths.
Yeah. He was like, oh, what's that? It's like, and Sam was like, oh, shit, that might be moth holes. And he was like, oh, it's okay. He said the tailor didn't really react at the start. And then at one point he just sat down and just put his head in his hands. It was just doing this. We're going to have to go through all our stuff.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, they must have insurance. But
yeah, they must.
Oh, oh God.
My legend of the week, on a lighter note, is melon. Okay. Melon. I've just really got into it recently. Can't stop eating it. Went on a trip to Slovenia with Jess Foster-Kew to do some gigs. And the hotel breakfast buffet had this watermelon. It was, you know, when watermelon is like just the most deliciously sweet and juicy. And I just have become obsessed with melon. Cannot stop eating it.
Watermelon is incredible. That watermelon is my favourite. The other melons make my throat itch.
Oh.
Interesting.
But watermelon, beautiful. Rose, you want to be eating that with some feta cheese?
Mm. Yes. Mm. Feta's on my shopping list, actually.
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I will do. Great shout. Anyway, so yeah, if you haven't had a melon for a while, good. They're good at the minute.
Oof, yes. The most disappointing is when you have one that's like pale and mealy.
I think honeydew melons in general are a bit of a scam. They don't really taste of anything.
Yeah, agree.
The nicest melon I've had is this one in Portugal. You can't get it over here. It's like oval shaped, bigger than a honeydew, even same shape as a honeydew, and it's dark green, and the flesh of that is like pale green, but it is the sweetest. It's like sweet nectar. Oh. It is so good, but they don't have them here for some reason,
maybe because they don't want to give them to us.
Yeah, they're eating them all
themselves.
Camille,
I'll do dick of the week first because it sort of links to yours. It's
go on.
I mean, I feel a bit bad saying it, but I think it is the house I stayed in Romford. The original Airbnb fell through at the last minute.
Oh, shit, I didn't know.
Quite a panic.
Oh.
Had to, there was something wrong with some sewage pipes or something.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, you don't want that.
1 or 2 weeks before I start filming. And I was like, I need somewhere. This other place was basically the only thing I could get.
Fuck.
And so already, yeah, it's on the back foot because the other one I booked looked really nice and was cheaper than this one I booked. This one was expensive. So already you're like, it doesn't look as nice. It's so expensive, but I've got to do it. And then, I don't know about you, I normally love Airbnb. Whenever I've been on holiday and used Airbnb, there's a difference between a holiday Airbnb where they make it all nice and like you're on holiday, and then this version of an Airbnb where it's like long stays for people that are working or like in between house moves or something.
Mm.
So basic. They didn't have a colander or a sieve for making pasta.
Come on.
Had to bring a colander. The bed was so tiny, like it was the smallest double bed ever.
Oh my god.
We did get ants at one point. That really stressed me out. Like, they are literally an army. Yeah. Just one morning, suddenly ants in formation, marching across the living room, right, just knowing exactly where they want to go.
Yeah.
They've located the source and they are out. What else? Just loads of shit like that. Like, had a garden, but there was like, you couldn't use it because it was like all completely overgrown, and like, it was bins. You only put the bins out once a week, but there's nowhere to put, if you need to empty a bin before that, there's nowhere to put it.
Fuck.
So we bought one of those big, like, industrial black thing, bin things that you could put a bin. We ended up buying. We ended up buying stuff for that.
You
Airbnb.
Bought a wheelie bin.
Bought like a wheelie bin. Bought pegs for the washing line.
Oh, for God's sake!
Just come on, guys. Yeah. Come on. So that pissed me off. I've had to let it go.
Did you write a review and say this place is a pile of shit?
I need to ask James if he's left the review. I'm not sure if he's left it yet.
Get James to write it. He'll be really good at writing it.
I think he will be, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be a bit more like, I'm so sorry to say this, but I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I bought you a bin. I'm so sorry I bought you pegs.
Yeah.
Legend of the week should be my baby. It is. He's very cute. He was very good while I was filming. Had to come to set every day and was so chill about it. Hung out in the trailer, said hello to everyone, dealt with it really well. He's basically an Essex boy, lived half of his life in Essex.
That's mad.
But also, my legend should be the staff at UCLH, the midwives and the doctors. Aww. They were all very lovely, and they were all amazing. I literally don't know how people do that job. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special.
Happy birthday, the NHS.
Happy
bloody birthday.
NHS.
75 years.
75 bloody years. Oh, that's a nice way to end the pod.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, NHS.
Do you have a clap for the
Love
NHS?
You.
Have a clap. Pay them more money.
If you're listening, Rishi.
Yeah.
Give him a bloody pay rise. I hope you've enjoyed this first episode back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're raring to go.
We're raring.
If you've got any ideas for party themes or big questions for our after party episodes on Patreon, send them our way.
Please.
And where can they go if they want to book tickets to our live show on Remember the 5th of November?
Yes, if you want to book tickets to see us live on the 5th of November in Balham. It was so much fun last year. It's going to be even funner this year. You can go to Cheerful, I believe it's cheerfulearful.com. If you Google Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival, you'll find it. And we're on the 5th of November at, I believe, 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Yeah.
So plenty of time to watch us and then go and get your fireworks in.
Yeah, very true, actually. Very true.
Mm. Come and see us, have a Sunday lunch, go and watch the fireworks. What
a
better
nice
Sunday
day.
Do you want?
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you to Emma Corsham, our fantastic producer. Thank you to Anne Chmielewski for our lovely podcast music. Thank you to Lucy Moore for our artwork. Thank you, our wonderful listeners. We're so pleased to be podding back with you again.
Pod,
thank you,
pod,
BT.
Pod. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Camille.
Thank you, Rose.
And that's it. See you next time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.